local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. A lot to talk about today. A lot happening here locally and around the world. Pop culture, entertainment, sports, we've got it all. And we're ready for a full hour of letting you know everything that's happening in your world today. Gracie, always good to see you today. How are you?
Good to be back. It's so hot outside, but
it is very hot outside. No heat warning today,
I know.
Which kind of surprises us after the doom and gloom forecast that we had yesterday, where it was just the sun.
Yeah, big old.
But not to say that it isn't hot. Still dealing with no AC in my car.
Oh, I was gonna ask about that.
But so far, I am handling it as best as I know how, with just windows rolled down. And just, you know, trying to get there as quick as I can. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Your text always appreciated and welcomed, whether it's about anything we're talking about or if you just want to make fun of me or your traffic tips. We certainly appreciate those as well. We'll start this hour with our top three stories. First, Vice President Kamala Harris rejecting overtures from the governor to discuss the state's new African American history standards.
They insult us in an attempt to gaslight us, in an attempt to divide and distract our nation.
That was Harris in Orlando today, saying she will not debate the fact there were no redeeming qualities of slavery. Harris has criticized the curriculum for suggesting slavery helped Black Americans develop skills that later benefited them. Governor Ron DeSantis argues the curriculum has been misinterpreted.
Also, a grand jury hearing evidence on former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election is done for the day. The panel met for more than 4 hours in Washington, but it's unclear at this time if they voted on an indictment. This comes months after former President this week predicted that charges would come any day now.
And here locally, another case of vandalism with anti-Semitic graffiti reported in Pensacola. The incidents so far have ranged from buildings and signs being tagged with swastikas to bricks being thrown through synagogue windows. Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall says to the perpetrators, "We will catch you."
This is very serious. You know, you put people in fear for the actions that you're taking to try to promote some type of vision or ideology that you have. So we're using every tool in our toolbox to find the person or persons responsible. And we will use every aspect of the law to prosecute the individuals involved.
That sixth incident reported today after police say swastikas were spray painted on the side of a development on Palafox. In earlier cases, a road sign was tagged, bricks thrown through windows in two synagogues. Pensacola police say they have received information from the community, but stopping short of saying they have identified a suspect. Other local headlines today. Escambia Fire Rescue naming an interim fire chief. He's Battalion Chief Adam Harrison, who will assume the role starting August 12th. Since 2017, he's served as Battalion Chief on B-Watch over the northern half of Escambia County. He started his tenure back in 1993 as a volunteer firefighter, became certified in 96, and went full-time with the department in 2001. Also, last night, the Milton City Council had another special meeting. We kind of previewed this yesterday afternoon. Not a whole lot of details were known as far as what was this meeting had been called for. We didn't find that out until the meeting started, and it was to discuss City Clerk Dawn Molinaro.
I think she is very capable of doing the job and doing it well. My issue is she's chose actions relating to this subject and made accusations that are gross accusations that are unfounded and untrue.
That was Councilman Jeff Snow. In the meeting, some council members felt Molinaro had overstepped her bounds as city clerk by taking city manager Randy Jorgensen's computer while he was out of the office and taking it to IT personnel to get files off of it to fulfill public record requests, and writing an email to Scott Collins after he withdrew from consideration. Ultimately, the council ended up in a 4-4 tie to fire Molinaro, and Mayor Heather Lindsay cast the deciding vote to keep her. More local headlines. It's 4:15. We'll pause just briefly for an update on the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. Everyday afternoon slowdowns leaving Mary Esther heading towards Navarre. Expect slowdowns on 98. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have 20% chance of rain for this afternoon into the evening. Set low of 79 this coming up this evening. Mostly cloudy, 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, 93 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at more local headlines, a Pensacola man now arrested, accused of sexually assaulting a young girl who was in his care. He's 42-year-old T'Challa Pierce. He's being held on no bond, accused of abusing the victim several times over a 5-year period. According to his arrest report, the incident started back in 2015 when the victim was 14 years old. The most recent alleged incident happened in 2019, and the victim came forward this June. National Hurricane Center providing an update as we are now into August and the peak 3 months of hurricane season. Director Michael Brennan says there will be an updated seasonal forecast coming later this month, but for now, they're still calling for a near normal season.
Most likely scenario, a near normal level of activity with 12 to 17 named storms. We've already had five to nine hurricanes. We've already had our first hurricane. We haven't had any major hurricanes yet, but we are expecting 1 to 4.
And he says while water service temperatures across the Atlantic Basin are warmer than they would normally be, there's also a strong El Nino that increases wind shear and dry air. Brennan says it'll be interesting to see how these competing factors interact and play out over the next few months. And in Santa Rosa County, the Sheriff's Office celebrating two furry officers on their retirements. Announcing on Facebook today, K-9 Dozier and K-9 Prince retired. Dozier served the county for 8.5 years, Prince 4.5. And together, over 2,100 calls for service, assisting in seizing over 900 pounds of illegal narcotics, and assisting in locating and apprehending 48 suspects as well. And finally, Jubilee Church is partnering together with community organizations to host a back-to-school event at the Pensacola Interstate Fair. That'll be Saturday, the fairgrounds, rather. From 9 till noon Saturday, they will be distributing backpacks filled with school supplies, provide haircuts for free, and also have food and produce giveaways. All of that is free, by the way. So pretty cool event happening again. That's Saturday, 9 to noon at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Just shy of 4:20, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of southern sides. Every Tuesday is two times Tuesday. Buy the six-piece shrimp dinner and get six more shrimp for free every Tuesday. Wednesday is lunch special day. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
This Friday at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen this Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Happy Tuesday afternoon. Hope your work week's off to a fabulous and flying start. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. And we move on to state headlines now, and plenty to talk about here, starting with a travel advisory. I raised my eyebrows and I said something I probably shouldn't have when I saw this. A travel advisory is in place for the state of Florida following the rise of leprosy. The CDC, CDC releasing a report saying Central Florida is responsible for almost one-fifth of the nation's leprosy cases and 81% of those detected in Florida. The disease primarily impacts someone's skin and parts of the nervous system, causing nerves to become swollen. Scientists believe there are several causes to the infections, including bacteria in soil, armadillos, and person-to-person contact.
So I'm not the only one that didn't know that was, like, a thing.
A non-biblical
Like, I haven't heard about leprosy since Bible study.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, I know that leprosy is still around, extremely rare. For what I've heard.
Yeah.
I did not expect to wake up today, come into the station, and see that there was a travel advisory for leprosy in the state of Florida. Now, you know, not all travel advisories are created equal, as we have seen in the news over the past few weeks, or months rather, but yeah, pretty bizarre one there.
For
so
sure.
Stay away from armadillos, I guess.
Yeah. There's a bunch on UWF's campus, too, so watch out.
Okay.
Also coming out of Central Florida, tens of thousands of Central Florida residents will not lose their health care coverage following a last-minute agreement. Orlando Health announced today that they've reached a new multi-year contract with their insurance provider, United Healthcare, following months of negotiations. The previous contract expired at midnight. If the companies didn't reach an agreement, they would have caused more than 70,000 Orlando Health patients to be out of network.
The state is asking a federal appeals court to dismiss the ruling that blocked the new law aimed at preventing children from attending drag shows. The motion was filed at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that said District Judge Greg Presnell overstepped when he issued a preliminary injunction in the lawsuit that was filed originally by Orlando restaurant Hamburger Mary's.
Also, the state-backed Citizens Property Insurance nearly added 9,600 policies last week and now has over 1,345,000 policies. The CEO says that they could reach 1.7 by the end of the year. While the Citizens was created as an insurer of last resort, hundreds of thousands of Floridians have signed up as private insurers, cut policies, and rise rates due to financial problems.
The search is now over for a missing teenager after she was found safe in Central Florida. An Amber Alert was issued for 14-year-old Barbara Zdanska after she was reportedly kidnapped in Volusia County. A van believed to be connected to her disappearance was found this morning, and several hours later, officers discovered the girl safe in Marion County. More state and national news right after traffic and weather together.
Well, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. We have typical afternoon delays on 98. That's going to be leaving Mary Esther and heading into Navarre. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic on the fives. And for weather, we are going to get a quick update from WEAR.
The heat will be on over the next several days, but we do have a chance for rain. Highs are going to run mainly in the mid-90s. Wouldn't be surprised if a few spots got into the upper 90s. Rain chance on Wednesday is 20%, and then Thursday it jumps up to about 50%. So look for the possibility that rain will cool things down. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola with 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. Last state headline before we get to our national headlines. A Florida man is going to have to drive or be driven home after being banned from any airport. That's prosecutors say that Vincent Cirino threatened to blow up the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood airport yesterday after he was told he was too late to board his flight. The judge set bond at $10,000.
$10,000 seems a little low, but yeah, that's just me. National headlines now. Police in North Carolina say a man accused of plowing an SUV into a group of migrant workers didn't do it on purpose. That happened Sunday afternoon outside of a Walmart where six migrant workers taken to the hospital, but none of their injuries were life-threatening. The suspect fled the scene but later turned himself in, reportedly telling investigators he accidentally hit the gas, pulling into a parking space when he hit the workers and then panicked.
Republicans are demanding the Department of Justice hand over information related to Hunter Biden's plea deal. This is after the deal was placed on hold because a judge had concerns about the agreement. House Republicans Jim Jordan, James Comer, Jason Smith asked Attorney General Merrick Garland in a letter to provide documents and answer a list of questions related to the president's son's plea agreement.
The man charged with New York's Gilgo Beach serial killing showing no emotion in court today.
The charges in the indictment are just allegations, so this is the first step in the process of proving those allegations, so we look forward to undertaking that process.
And Rex Huerman had a preliminary hearing after he was charged last month with the murders of three women. He's pleaded not guilty and is due back in court next month.
Also, jurors will begin deliberations today in the final penalty phase of the trial of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter. That's Robert Bowers, killed 11 people in a mass shooting in October of 2018 in the Tree of Life synagogue. The jury has already determined that he's eligible for the death penalty, and the prosecution and defense released their cases on Monday in the penalty phrase, and now jurors will be tasked with deciding if Bowers will be put to death.
An American nurse and her daughter remain missing in Haiti. The nurse from New Hampshire and her child were kidnapped while serving at a community ministry. They were kidnapped the same day that all non-emergency government employees were told to leave Haiti due to rising crime, civil unrest, and the lack of health care. The State Department says they're in regular contact with Haitian authorities.
and a judge denied bond for a woman who allegedly killed a just married bride in a deathly golf cart accident. Police say that Jamie Kurowski was going well over the speed limit on a South Carolina road when she hit a bride and a groom in April. They were the ones on the golf cart. The 25-year-old has been charged with 3 counts of DUI involving a great bodily injury and death to a great bodily injury or death in reckless homicide. So the judge says that $150,000 bond will be set with house arrest requirements if there is no trial by March of 2024.
Finally, the U.S. Embassy in Niger is open and operating normally amid a military takeover in the country. A defense spokesman Matthew Miller says there's no indication of threats to U.S. citizens or facilities at this time. 4:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. We've got sports, health, business, and science, and pop culture when we come back. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. The legal problems continue to mount against Donald Trump. A grand jury could be handing down charges in Washington, D.C. over the ex-president's actions on January 6th, any minute now. Trump also facing charges in South Florida. Fox's Griff Jenkins.
It comes after we learned that superseding indictment in Florida, where former President Trump is now facing 3 additional charges in the alleged mishandling documents case out of Florida. That is 2 obstruction charges, along with 1 additional count of willful retention of national defense documents. We've learned that the former president and his valet, Walt Nauta, have been ordered to appear for the arraignment in the superseding additional charges next Thursday.
Well, Trump also facing criminal accusations in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Even with a big rebound in China, Starbucks same-store sales missed expectations. The coffee chain's adjusted per-share profit of $1 and total revenue of $9.17 billion topped estimates. Comparable store sales were up 10%. Analysts, though, were projecting 11% growth. Shares of Starbucks are down 1.3% in after-hours trading. Generally positive news out of Match Group after the bell. The online dating company, which also owns Tinder, Hinge, OkCupid, and Plenty of Fish, exceeded expectations for both earnings and revenue. Match also said it is working on building AI-enabled capabilities that help solve daters' pain points and aim to bring resistors into the dating category. Match shares are surging 11% in extended trading. Rough sailing for investors and cruise operator today. Norwegian Cruise Line down 12%. Stocks were mixed overall, the Dow gaining 71 points. That's Your Money Now.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. The Mets officially waved the white flag today. They shipped Justin Verlander back to the Astros for prospects. For fans that thought billionaire Steve Cohen was going to be able to outspend his way to a title, this is a reminder it's not that easy. You have to build smart, not just build expensive. Feels like a heavy day for Mets fans, but in reality, it could be the beginning of a new approach that has even better results than just trying to spend your way to a championship. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Your next success begins with University of Maryland Global Campus, an accredited state university for more than 75 years. UMGC has been giving working adults the affordable online education you need to reach the future you want. Because the path to success is different for everyone, we offer more than 125 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, along with success coaches and lifetime career services. Our online and hybrid courses let you learn on your schedule. No-cost digital materials in place of most textbooks, affordable tuition, and financial resources make UMGC accessible. You know what it feels like to succeed. We'll help you succeed again. Too late isn't in your vocabulary. Reach your next goal at University of Maryland Global Campus. Apply now and save with no application fee. Undergraduate and most graduate courses start August 16th. Learn more at umgc.edu, certified to operate by CHEV.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about the plan to incorporate Perdido. You can catch that in the 7 o'clock hour on the podcast page. In the 6 o'clock hour, we talked about John Kerry's recent comments that seemed to indicate that reducing agriculture and farming would be his solution to achieving carbon neutrality. We also talked quite a bit today about the drama at the Milton City Council meeting last night over Don Molinaro, the city clerk, and Sheriff Chip Simmons. All of that's available on the podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great day. Bands on the beach tonight at Pensacola Beach. Make sure to bring some water or just be hydrated, because it is going to be a hot one, but definitely going to be a fun night on Pensacola Beach for Bands on the Beach. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get the rundown on sports, as well as health, business, and health business headlines after. So we are seeing some slowdowns on Beverly Parkway. That's going to be right near North Palafox Street. Don't have reports of an accident, but if you're heading in the westbound direction in between North W Street and Palafox, expect some delays. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic on the fives. And for weather, we are going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Typical weather will be continuing, maybe a little bit on the hot side, though, with highs over the next few days getting up into the mid-90s. A few spots might reach upper 90s, so those heat index values will likely run between 105 and 110. We'll be feeling the heat, but rain might cool things down. We've got a 20% chance on Wednesday and a 50% chance on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's mostly cloudy, 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index set at 100. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. We do have some breaking news here in the last couple of minutes. Former President Trump has now been indicted on four counts in Washington federal court. stemming from the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Those four counts are: number one, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Again, those are the four counts former President Trump indicted just a few minutes ago with the in connection to the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. So this is now his second federal indictment, including the alleged mishandling of classified documents. So that news broke just a couple minutes while we were in commercial break. So wanted to get that news out there. Reaction 850-437-1620. Sports news today, Major League Baseball's trade deadline is up in about 20 minutes. Right now, the biggest trade of the day involves three-time Cy Young Award winner Justin Verlander, who's going back to the Houston Astros after he was traded there by the New York Mets today. On the field, no games in progress right now. The Rays and the Yankees are on TBS this evening. It starts at 6:05. The Braves continuing their series with the Angels at 6:20, and the Marlins and Phillies' first pitch is scheduled for 5:40. Well, if you are a fan of the NFL, or if you have children who are fans of the NFL, perhaps they've seen some of the special shows that the NFL does with Nickelodeon, including some live games where they have some of the slime and just some of the graphics that the kids like. Well, the NFL says that they are going to do that for the Super Bowl next year. It'll be an alternate telecast of the Super Bowl on February 11th. It'll be filled with special on-field graphics, guest reporters aimed at children and families. So CBS Sports and Nickelodeon have done this in the past with playoff games and some big regular season games. So they're bringing it to the Super Bowl, and should be fun there for families with children who want to take part in the big game there. 441, just got a text in, by the way. We're still about 4 minutes away from traffic, but 98 eastbound backed up past Hurlburt. Gate traffic can't merge into traffic flow, so not sure if that's an accident or just congestion further up the road, so just making you aware of that. Health, business, and science notes today. A paralyzed man on Long Island regained some movement after breakthrough AI surgery. 45-year-old Keith Thomas became a quadriplegic after breaking his neck in a swimming pool accident 3 years ago. Doctors used computer chips to help reconnect his brain to his spinal cord back in March. Thomas has improved dramatically since his 15-hour surgery, now has use of his right arm and hand.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Also, more than half of U.S. adults say that they live paycheck to paycheck. A new report from a lending club says that number one at 61%. So it suggested that lower income workers have been hit the hardest by price increase because food and other necessities account for bigger shares of their household budgets. Among consumers earning less than $50,000 annually, roughly three quarters are living paycheck to paycheck. That's what was reported in June.
Big, bright lunar displays are bookending the month of August as there are two supermoons. The first of the supermoons was actually at about 1:30 this afternoon, but the moon will still look pretty round and generally brighter and bigger because of the proximity, so that's pretty cool. Hopefully we get clear skies for that. And on August 30th, a full moon will appear at the closest point to Earth, about 222,043 miles away.
Also, Ford is restarting production of the F-150 Lightning pickup. So the automaker says that it's reopening the factory that builds the electric trucks after a six-week break for upgrades. Ford also announced that new orders for the pickups increased sixfold since they cut prices on the new electric vehicle models.
And federal health officials are warning of a deadly fungal meningitis outbreak at border medical clinics in Mexico. A Texas mom who died this week after getting plastic surgery is the latest. That's according to the CDC, which has put the death toll at 10.
Also in pop culture news, the actor Angus Cloud, most known for his role in HBO's Euphoria, died yesterday at the age of 25. His family says that he passed away on Monday in their home in Oakland, California. However, they didn't give any details of the cause of his death. The family also said that he struggled with the recent loss of his father, and the only comfort they have is knowing that the two have been reunited.
And also in pop culture, pop culture notes today. This one got me. I grew up on Home Improvement, but tough news here for Brad, who is Zachary Ty Bryan, the 41-year-old arrested again in Oregon, booked into jail for assault, robbery, and misdemeanor harassment. He's being held without bail. Back in 2020, Bryan was arrested for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. He pleaded guilty to menacing and assault.
And we heard of the pop culture note from yesterday about Cardi B throwing her microphone at an audience member. Well, police are investigating the rapper Cardi B for battery after she threw the microphone at an audience member who threw a drink on her. So that's according to the Las Vegas Police Department statement that that they gave to the New York Post. And the woman allegedly reported the incident to the police the next day.
4:45 right now. Get an update on the roads and our first warning weather forecast.
So we do have a small accident on 98 that's going to be westbound off of Ridgewood Avenue. So expect some slowdowns. That is going to be just heavier delays than you always see on that road on 98 westbound, backing up to about Hurlburt Field. So expect some congestion there. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays throughout Pensacola, but you will see some slowdowns going over Mobile Bay if you are heading into Mobile on I-10. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have high temperatures all throughout the week. Coming up tonight, mostly clear skies with a low of 79, mostly cloudy, and 93 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 94 in Milton with the heat index at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some wacky and weird headlines today. Apparently, we're eating our movie popcorn wrong. If you just stick your bucket of popcorn under the butter machine, you just get butter on the top. Well, this guy is going viral for his hack for getting butter to the middle and even the bottom.
When you come to the movie theaters, we all face the same issue. The butter goes on the top. After 8 good bites, it's over. Not true. You take a straw, you stick it on the buttery machine, you stick it in your popcorn, and you distribute it to the bottom of your popcorn.
Now, to me, I mean, this seems pretty elementary. I struggle to understand why this is going viral, because I can't imagine this guy was the first to uncover the secret of just having a straw up to the butter thing and just letting it flow through the straw into the popcorn. But I haven't done it.
I haven't done it, too. I was just thinking that, like, okay, that does make a lot of sense. But maybe it's just because the only time I really went to the movie theaters is when there's a lot of people there. You don't really have time to take that much time buttering your popcorn. You got people grabbing straws, trying to fill up their Coke. Like, you got to put your butter on and get out of the way before someone.
You bring up an excellent point, because as you were just talking there, I have felt that there are very few places in the world where I feel less rushed than I do after I have gotten my treats from the movie theater. That's the slushy machine or the drinks. There's always like four or five people just kind of meandering around. There's a line, and then just from one station to the other. So that is a profound observation that you have made
there. I feel like I'm always stressed, and it's like I have my hands full already. Like, I'm just trying to squirt, get to my seat, and I don't know. How I felt when I went to go see Oppenheimer, basically.
Exactly. Though. No, that's a great point there. Texter, by the way, says that woman was right to file a complaint on Cardi B, as one of the video angles appeared to show the crowd pointing out she lobbed the mic at the wrong person. Ooh. Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday, and, you know, we were saying, I mean, look, this microphone, especially those, I mean, it's not a light, foamy type microphone. I mean, that thing is a solid, I don't know how much it weighs, but, I mean, you hit somebody square in the face, I mean, it's going to cause some problems, at least, like, bruising.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, we talked about that yesterday, and I thought that's what was going to happen.
Also, just kind of random, too, I rewatched it yesterday after the show at a couple different angles I saw, and I think it's pretty common for rappers to lip sync during a concert.
Yes, yes.
But the music kept going. I was like, wait, what? She doesn't have a microphone.
Yep, that's true. Also, 47% of people in a new survey said that new relationships for them started with a DM on social media. According to the dating.com survey, 72% of people said social media has been a cause of conflict in their current or prior relationship. 50% admitted to fighting with their partner about still having an ex's photos visible on their pages. 55% say their partner is often distracted by social media on their phone while they're trying to have a conversation with them. Anything stand out to you on that?
I completely understand the direct message. If it's not a direct message on, you know, Instagram or Facebook, it's them adding them on Snapchat. I feel like that's like how every young person gets connected. I don't really have a problem with the distracted by social media. I would say distracted by video games like FIFA or something like that is more of an issue than social media.
That felt personal. You were not saying that as a general observation of society. That was a hand grenade lobbed in the direction of your boyfriend, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm just saying social media is not the only distraction there. There's a lot of other ways to get distracted.
I agree. That number, though, 55%, did stand out to me as way too low.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know I do. I get distracted. And my wife swears up and down that she told me something, and I swear up and down you never said it. Now, do I think that in the history of our relationship and marriage, which is almost 5 years, that she is 100% correct in that every single time she has told me something and that I am at 0% of, no, I don't think that, but it's probably like 98.2 is how that works
for
out.
Sure.
4:51, we'll take our last break this hour. Again, if you haven't heard yet, an indictment handed down against former President Trump in connection to the Capitol riot in January of 2021. The four counts include conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. That coming down here within the last 15 minutes. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing. For summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
It's
on
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great day. I know it's hot out, but hope you are enjoying it and trying to cool down as best as possible. Bands on the beaches tonight on Pensacola Beach, so make sure to head out there. That starts at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. For our roads, we do have slowdowns on Beverly Parkway right near North W Street. That is due to an accident. Slowdowns in the westbound direction backing up just past North Palafox Street. Other than that, we're looking pretty good, but we do have some delays on 98 as well. Another accident is causing some delays. That's going to be right off of Ridgewood Avenue, westbound on 98. So expect some heavier slowdowns if you are leaving Hurlburt Field into Navarre due to that accident. If you see anything else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we do have high temperatures all throughout this week, a low of 79 for tonight with mostly clear skies. Mostly cloudy right now throughout Pensacola, 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Just real quick here, programming note, we are now anticipating a news conference at the top of the hour here, I believe, with special counsel Jack Smith in the indictment that was handed today just a few minutes ago, about 20 or so, regarding former President Trump and the Capitol riots in January of 2021. So once that starts, we will hop into Channel 3 programming here, assuming it does start on time. Of course, these things never do. But once it does start, we will carry that live for you here, right here on News Radio 92.3. Now, looking at some the fun stuff here, looking at some good news. So a Kansas farmer took it to the absolute next level to celebrate his 50th wedding anniversary. Lee Wilson's wife, Renee, loves sunflowers, so he planted 1.2 million of them.
You know, what's a guy get his gal on their 50th? And I put a lot of thought into it, and she always liked sunflowers, and I thought this is the year to plant sunflowers. So we planted her 80 acres of sunflowers.
And he says they've been an item since high school.
Wow, that's awesome. A 17-year-old girl from Iowa named Emily Dickerson was on a trip to Texas with her school choir this month when she lost her most prized possession, a ring her grandmother gave her with some of her dad's ashes in it. He passed away when she was just 7. She took it off at the beach because she was worried that it was going to fall off in the water. Then it got thrown out with some trash. But she got it back after 3 Corpus Christi city workers spent 3 days sifting through 4 tons of garbage to find her ring.
Yeah, kudos to the workers there.
Yeah.
I would have given up, unfortunately. I would have, you know, just being honest, I give up about after an hour. Say,
yeah,
you know what? We just can't find it. But yeah, that's an awesome story there. Finally, a woman in Houston named Callie Clemens has been climbing through sewers for the past week trying to rescue a litter of puppies that fell in. So far, she's rescued at least 2 of them. A third, maybe 4, may still be down there.
I have probably spent 8 hours in a storm strain. Can't sleep knowing that there's puppies in here gonna die. I know they're still in there. I just think they're further down.
So Clemens, by the way, is the daughter-in-law of former Major League pitcher Roger Clemens. So,
wow.
Yeah. Spending time in sewers trying to rescue some little puppies. I wish her well in her quest. Hopefully she recovers all of them alive.
Mm-hmm.
4:59 right now. We'll have the Channel 3 news here coming up at 5 o'clock. Of course, we'll preempt that with the press conference with the special counsel in the President Trump indictment that was handed down within the last hour. So stick around to Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Local Talk in the morning.